Oi, Bob! I'm the Wolverine! You may know me from such movies as... The Wolverine! X-Men! X-Men 2! Titan Leopold! Les Miserables! You may be asking why I'm talking like this. Well, I may be the Wolverine, but I'm also... Hugh Jackman! And Hugh Jackman's from... Australia. I'm the best at what I do. And what I do... is sing. Let me tell you, Bob, I'm the best at what I do. I'm no Boy Scout, make no mistake. The other X-Men might not want to run you through, but I've razor claws and a healing factor and bones that no one can break.
Welcome to Jill's Movies and Jump. I'm Victoria's JM.
And I'm Julian.
And today we're talking about The Wolverine. The first time, we have to touch on the original Wolverine. I know we really don't want to talk about it much. We're trying to forget it. We wish we could take an anime and bullet to the head, just like Wolverine. But it is this, and we have to touch on it. Well, I remember we first saw it, and the first few scenes of it was actually pretty good. Showing them going through all the wars they've been through, and showing that they actually look for battles.
Online, a lot of people really give that opening credits a lot of shit. I don't know why, though. Like, it seems to be the best part of the movie.
Yeah, well, once they show him actually kill his father, and then they run off together, escaping.
Well, I don't even mean that. I mean just the opening credits.
I'm talking about just that alone. Like, show they escape into, like, all sorts of trouble. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't know. I like them fighting through history and shit, because... Wolverine basically just likes to fight, so why wouldn't he go to war every chance he got?
Yeah, basically have a cause to do the, you know, the only thing he's really good at.
Yeah, you know, he is the best he is at what he does.
The way he does isn't nice.
And that is war. I mean, he hasn't figured out what it's good for. Eventually, he finds absolutely nothing.
I fucked it up. But I do feel the X-Men Origins Wolverine suffered from one particular thing. Now, the movie was made before X-Men First Class. And I think the director, I can't remember his name for the life of me right now. But he wanted to go with it. He wanted to go with the X-Men feel of being a goofy comic book movie. I think he tried to capture that. And I think that really hurt it a lot.
I don't think he was going for a goofy comic book movie.
I really do think so. Like, everyone can jump high. Everyone's doing flips and... It wasn't based with any realism at all.
I mean, I think on one hand he was just a director for hire.
Think so?
It was like, they're gonna make, like, let me make a movie. It'll probably make money. Maybe I can do something better afterwards.
Yeah.
And I'm also pretty sure the studio had a lot to do with who was in the movie, which characters are gonna be in the movie.
You don't think like the gun throwing by Maverick and catching it and stuff and. All the CGI with the claws, they look horrible. Post-production, you don't think it was a director?
I don't think so. I mean, clearly, like, a good director can figure it all out.
Yeah.
But I don't think this guy was good enough to do anything, really. And he probably didn't have enough clout to tell Warner Brothers, like, hey, I don't want to do this, or
I don't want to use...
Well, who cares? He didn't have enough clout to tell Fox, I don't want to use these characters, I want to do this kind of story and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like maybe it's a double-edged sword there.
But he did actually get involved with it. The worst part about the movie was actually his fault.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, the worst thing about it was they originally wanted to set up Wade Wilson and then let him go about his business, say he's gone, he disappeared, and they bring him back for a Deadpool movie. In fact, Ryan Reynolds went on to do another film. I think it was Buried. Or whatever. He was doing something that's totally different. And he wanted to bring him back in to film more scenes, close-ups for Weapon 11. But Weapon 11 is supposed to be an entirely different character. They cast an entirely different person. They cast Scott Atkins as Weapon 11. And, you know, they eventually brought in Ryan Reynolds, actually just filmed his face just for the close shots. It's like, why? Why would you do that? Why would you change the character?
Yeah, but that could have been Fox being like, we need Deadpool in this. It was probably Fox to begin with who was like, we need to put Deadpool in this.
I'm not
sure.
To
set him up.
I'm not really sure. I actually own X-Men Origins Wolverine. I don't know why. But it has awesome special features. despite the movie, it has awesome special features.
Like what?
Well, it tells you more history about Wolverine. It goes into the origins of him, and then actually talk about the making of the film and the ideas they had. And the director actually stated that he wanted to bring back in Wade Wilson. Basically, he said it was his idea for Weapon 11, what eventually happened.
I mean, Wade is, I think...
Technically, he is Weapon 11.
Is he 11?
Yeah.
I thought he was like 12 or 15 or something like that.
No, technically he is Weapon 11.
I know he's one of the weapons, so it's like, that makes sense, I guess, but I don't know. He didn't need to be in the movie at all.
Yeah. I mean, I like his setup, but then he just could have just went away. And never to be heard from again.
I don't know. I think people would have been like, well, what the hell happened to Ryan Reynolds? I want Ryan Reynolds.
Maybe.
I know I would have been like that. Like, where's Deadpool? Well, I know that. This is Deadpool.
Well, what would you rather have had Deadpool in the movie a little less, or would you rather have it the way it is, basically?
Well, if those are my options, then not at all, then.
Not at all? No Deadpool whatsoever?
Yeah, why not?
It's like the comic book version of The Room. That's the way I see it. It's bad, but it's to the point that I kind of like it because it's so bad.
I don't know.
But I wish it would have did so much better. They could have done so much better.
There's better comic book movies to do.
There are far better comic movies. I think.
No, I mean to laugh at.
I think so?
Catwoman is a better movie to laugh at than X-Men Origins Wolverine.
See Batman and Robin?
I don't know. It could be, given the right circumstance.
Yeah.
There is that one scene where they throw a tray and they have the comic like, zoom! Like, going. When it trips somebody. Zoom! Yeah. That's my favorite part of the movie. But after that, I don't know. I just don't know.
Just don't know, man. Okay, let's get into the movie. Basically, we're going to do a spoiler-free review first, and then we're going to go into the movie a little later on with spoilers. But to start off, this is actually based upon him going to Japan, the storyline which was written, well, not written by Frank Miller, but drawn by Frank Miller that he's well known for.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never read it.
I've read it, like, much later in life, though. I'd say I probably read it about 5 years ago.
5 years ago? I never read it. I always wanted to. I've heard so much about it. I was actually interested in seeing it. I know that he gets his ass whipped by regular samurais.
Mm.
And does it take place in the past, or does it take place, like I guess, current day?
Like, as far as continuity, because continuity with Wolverine is all over the place.
Yeah.
You might as well just say the past.
Takes place in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I never knew, because I didn't know if it was, like, ancient, not ancient times. He's not that old, but... If it's an older time period, or if it was like more recent.
Oh no, it's an older time period.
Older time period.
But it's like, I don't know. Like, people have kind of folded it into the continuity of like some of the characters who are around.
Yeah.
Are around now, even though they're not like immortal the way Wolverine is.
So they would probably be either really old or dead.
Yeah. If you were going by a real timeline, they should be.
Yeah.
But, you know, because it's comic books, no one's really that old.
So it was like an unspecified time, which things look kind of older, and traditions kind of older.
I mean, as far as the comic book's concerned, this is like an old time.
Yeah.
But when you think about it for too long, like, why is the Silver Samurai still around? He should be like a million.
Yeah. Actually, I also want to bring that up. I actually don't know much about the Silver Samurai.
I mean, there's not really much to know, as far as the comic books are concerned.
I always thought it was just a regular dude.
Pretty much. He's got beef with Wolverine. They've kind of turned him into this and that over the years.
Yeah.
He's been like a Yakuza boss. He's worked with the Hand. He's fought against the Hand.
Is it always the same guy, or is it a different guy?
It's always the same guy.
Always the same guy. He's just been through a lot of shit.
Yeah, which is one of those where I say, like, if we were going by a real timeline, he doesn't have a healing factor.
So why is he still alive?
Yeah. Why
isn't he like has a... armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I mean, I only know certain Wolverine villains, you know.
Sabretooth.
What is it? Wendigo?
The Wendigo?
Wendigo.
Is he really like a Wolverine villain?
I thought he was. They fought.
He also fought the Hulk in the Hulk's book. I would say it's more of a Hulk villain.
Is it?
I would say so.
Most video games I played with Wolverine, only he ends up fighting.
Yeah, but that's because his first appearance was he was fighting the Wendigo.
Oh, I guess.
In the Hulk. And what is it? Incredible Hulk 163?
Yeah, his first appearance.
Actually, his first appearance was the issue before it. The
issue before it?
He was like right at the end.
Cause was he hired to kill the Hulk?
I believe so. God, I haven't read that in forever. I don't own it, so I have to like read little captions and shit online.
Yes, you have to find it online.
But if anyone's willing to buy it for me, I'll...
We take donations of comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, the story's based upon him going to Japan. And I know from that story, he learns how to fight, sword fight and all.
Yeah, it's where Wolverine gets his base of honor,
I guess we'll say. Discipline. That's one of the things that was missing from the movie, but I'll get into that a little later. But yeah, the story's based upon that. It's a different twist on it. It takes place... It's the first X-Men movie that takes place after X-Men 3. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of interesting. It's him going through the fallback of what happened when he actually killed Jean and how it actually affected him. He's kind of wandering around, and then eventually, you know, the story goes into play in which he's actually healed of his mutant ability somewhat, or it's disabled somewhat.
It's, for lack of a better word, retarded?
Yeah, retarded. So his powers are retarded, right?
I mean, technically, if you look up the word retarded, it means like a dumbing down, if you will, of something. So if you're mentally retarded, your mental faculties aren't as good as they should be.
Yeah.
Therefore, we are technically using the word retarded correctly.
Yeah, we are, in fact, using retarded correctly. So,
take that, society.
Yeah. So, you know, the bomb at Hiroshima.
And this fucking Riri Wolverine, right?
So, the bomb is shot at Hiroshima. He saves one of the soldiers there. And eventually, that soldier becomes an older gentleman. Mm. Big corporation, daughter, you know, all that's happening. Build an empire around him. And he wants to repay Wolverine. He's like, hey, I can retard you. I can make you kind of retarded, if you don't mind. We have the technology.
We have the technology. We can retard you.
We can build you slightly less. Good.
We can kind of make things worse. You are the $6 man, I guess.
And then Wolverine's like, look, sir, I understand that you want to repay me for what I've done for you, but I don't want to be retarded. That's not my plans.
I feel like we should, like, get into all this later. I didn't see the movie, but I have plenty to ask and say about.
Yeah, we will get to that, but just give you an idea. You know, things kind of happen against his will, and that's the whole story. And then, like, other stuff happens, too. There's a big storyline, like, underlying storyline to it. But, I can only compare it to Skyfall. It's the best I can say about it.
What?
Yes, I know it sounds weird, but you know how like it took James Bond to put him in a situation in which he wasn't normally in? And they kind of like, you found out more about the character of James Bond. There's more character development. I feel like they did it in Wolverine. Yes, you get character development in a Wolverine film.
God forbid.
What a fucking concept, right? Character development. So we actually get to learn a little bit about Wolverine to see how he thinks and what he's going through. We get to see his honor factor, because he gets into a couple of fights and stuff.
So he has a healing factor and an honor factor?
Healing factor and an honor factor. Only one of them gets kind of retarded. And,
I never should have brought up the fucking retarded thing.
Too late. So. Oh, God. You're going to offend a lot of people this episode. So anyway, so that happens, and you get a better sense of who he is. I think it's a really cool thing. I really did enjoy the movie a lot. I actually want to say that some of the scenes I thought were going to be cheesy were actually pretty awesome.
Bullet train
was very awesome. I thought it was going to be really crappy
because it looks really crappy in the
trailer. It looks really crappy in the trailer, but it actually turned out to be really, really good.
A lot of people are saying that scene's really cool. Like even. You know, I would say critics who seem to be very critical of this movie.
Yeah, they're like, at least the bullet train
scene. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Even they say that that's a pretty good scene.
Yeah, it was so awesome. It was ridiculously awesome. I feel like this movie was grounded in the real world, considering that they have lizard people and shit in it. But
please, Snake Woman.
let's be politically correct. Yeah,
let's be fair. Like, do you know who that's supposed to be?
Viper.
No, you know who that's supposed to be?
I have no idea.
Madam Hydra.
Really?
Yeah. That character in the comics is Madam Hydra.
Oh, so they had to change it for legal reasons? Or
probably.
Maybe because, you know, Marvel still owns the rights to the character.
To Hydra, possibly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that character of Viper is Madam Hydra.
Did quotations with your fingers
for
the audience who can't see you.
I thought they might have gotten the idea. Did y'all hear that?
But anyway, yeah, so it's like it's more grounded in reality. Yeah, I really like that a lot. I really enjoyed the movie. It's hard to talk about without getting into spoiler territory. I just barely noticed that. There's so much going on in this film.
Well, I would say let's just give like a overall view of how you felt. Maybe a star rating or a numbered rating.
I wanted to give it 5. Originally, I wanted to give it 5, but I feel like I could find stuff wrong with it. So I would actually give it a 4.5. I don't go half these a lot, but I feel like with this movie, it's almost a 5.
Really?
Yeah, it's almost.
In a summer where people say that like Pacific Rim has no character development, the Man of Steel has no character development, is it odd to you to say that Wolverine does have character development?
It's the one movie I went to expecting not to have any character development whatsoever, and I got a lot of it.
Do you think expectations for this movie is going to hold it down? So many people are like kind of shitting all over X-Men 3 and X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I think it's the fact that it's the Incredible Hulk kind of syndrome of someone else did something bad to you. They touched you in a no-no spot and you didn't like it. So every time somebody tries to touch you in that no-no spot, you don't like it.
That's an odd comparison.
You know, I'm just saying. Like,
I mean, I guess. I feel like these days we say everything is rape.
Yeah, basically.
I totally raped that dude on Call of Duty. Why?
I feel that it is the same thing with the Hulk versus the Incredible Hulk. People are going to shit on it just because. People are going to try to find stuff wrong with it. I've heard that it's worse than X-Men Origins Wolverine, but I think it's absolute bullshit. You know, I felt like anything they did was going to be a step up, and they actually made a really good movie, so they actually tried. So I love the movie. I want to give it a 5, but I can find things wrong with it. One thing I can find wrong with it is, if you want to compare it to the actual story, I don't think he really found honor within the movie, because he kind of already had it by the time the movie started.
But see, that's one of the bad things about setting it in the timeline of the movies, which yeah, we'll get into later. But in the comic, Wolverine's like, he's lost. Feral yeah, animal, as they like to point out. He like goes into a berserker rage quite often.
Yeah.
So the idea that like essentially like this crazy man who just kills people and fights things.
Yeah.
You know, would find a sense of honor, like, hey, I should only attack people who attack me first, and you know, don't just stab people with my claws.
Yeah, just because I can fucking do it.
So in the story, it makes a lot more sense. But setting it in this world where he's already met Xavier and...
He's already met Xavier. He's already been through a lot of shit. He's already become a teacher of kids at one point. And it's not the same. They do find him. And he's already lost. And he has no direction. He has no purpose. But there's nothing he can do with him to shape him. It's a more disciplined character than he already is. They just need to pull his ass out of the gutter, basically.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I didn't like about it. They didn't have that sense of him gaining honor, because they couldn't do that. Also, Wolverine didn't really learn how to use a sword or anything like that. I felt like he was in Japan, but it could have took place anywhere else.
Yeah, but he didn't learn to play DDR or anything. Like, what kind of Japanese specific things do you want him to do?
I
want to
learn more about the Japanese culture. I felt like I haven't read the comic book, but I always saw from like other things, other media, and you know, stuff I've read about it, about the comic book without actually reading it, that he does kind of like embrace samurai way of thinking and Japanese way of life.
I mean, he does. Like I said, it's been forever since I read it.
I feel like he never does that in this movie.
But it's also modern day, like that, because the book was set like during, I don't, like it didn't feel like this is exactly during samurai era, yeah, but it's sort of like that. Which, yeah, again, like I said, makes no sense, because Silver Samurai should be a billion years old.
Yeah.
But, like, it's modern day. How much into that shit can you really get into?
Well, they actually touched on it, they brought up some stuff. I just felt like Japanese culture, he didn't really submerge himself into it or anything. It just kind of felt like...
Like, do what? Like, go to work, come home, and that's it? Like, what kind of Japanese culture do you expect him to get?
I felt like with all the sword shit happening, because it had ninjas everywhere in this fucking movie.
Which is racist.
What, racist ninjas? Ninjas, black ninjas everywhere.
Can I get an American ninja in this, please?
So, a lot of sword fights happening in this movie. You would think he would try to learn how to use a sword at one point.
He has claws. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but, you know, I thought they would have trained him to fight. Like, actually taught him some technique.
To use with his claws?
Like, just in general. Well, I just felt... I guess I had an expectation of, like, the way it is in the comic book. I kind of thought I'd see that in the movie.
I'll be honest with you. Like, any expectation I have from the book is just thrown out the window.
Yeah.
And it's mostly because of X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't expect any of the Fox-owned properties to, I don't know, be true to the source material at all.
Well, I feel like this doesn't hurt the movie that, you know, why I'm asking for wasn't in it, but I just thought it would have been cool.
It would have been cool.
That's all I'm saying. It doesn't hurt the movie at all.
But I just feel like he wouldn't use a sword because he has fucking knives coming out of his hands.
I'll get to that later because he's in a situation in which he could have still used a sword.
I mean, maybe, but...
But, yeah, I just feel like they didn't really expand on it. I felt like him being in Japan was just him being in Japan for, like, fans to say, hey, look, he went to Japan. Now shut the fuck up.
I mean, probably. I'll be honest with you.
That's how it feels like. It feels like he didn't really do anything in Japan.
But I felt like it's modern-day Japan. Like, you know, here in America, we don't walk around with six-shooters on our hips and do cowboy shit all the time.
To get an idea, there's one point in which, what is it called, a gi?
Yeah.
He wears a gi, and, you know, Miracle, mm-hmm. she puts it on for him. It looks cool. She shows him how to do it, like how to tie it.
Is he wearing like old samurai with the big puffy pants and shit like that?
Nah, it's just a gi. But other than that, he always finds like a flannel shirt somewhere in Japan.
They have them. It's not weird.
I'm just saying, you know.
God.
He wears a suit. It's pretty cool. But do you seen that?
They have those as well in Japan.
No, I'm not. That's somebody. Besides that, most of the time he is Wolverine, wearing flannel shirts and button up shirts and all. But I feel like he didn't. You know, when he wore the gi, it came out of nowhere. I'm like, why are you wearing this? It was no reason. It's like he went to go change shirts because he had blood all over the one he had on. Puts on the gi. and like we're in current Japan. Like, why are you wearing this gi?
I mean, clearly you can find a flannel. Why don't you go put one of those on?
Like, I found something to put on. He puts it on. And then she ties it for him. And then also, they actually eat dinner. And she gives him some chopsticks. He just sets them aside, uses a spoon.
That's awesome. I like that, though.
Yeah, it's cool. I feel like he had no interest in actually learning about the culture.
Yeah, but I also feel like that's too much of, like, you know, if we watch The Last Samurai, of course Tom Cruise is going to use chopsticks.
Yeah.
So he can, like, pander to a Japanese audience.
Yeah.
I like the idea that Wolverine's like, I'm just going to use a fucking spoon. Like, who gives a shit? Yeah. Just because I'm in Japan doesn't mean I have to do all
this. She mentions that everything that happens is happens for a reason. Everything they use in Japan, they use for a reason. Everything has a meaning. He just puts his chopsticks down anyway, like, fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah.
Use a spoon.
This is more efficient.
Yeah.
I mean, not everything in Japan has to have a reason.
Well, that's what she said. She was just trying... Basically, she was commenting on the fact he didn't want to use the chopsticks. Didn't bother her because he still didn't use them.
And he never uses them.
He never used them. He held them for like a second, sat them down.
Guess what, Japan? He'll never use those chopsticks. I hate to tell you this, but...
Yeah, keep dreaming, but, you know, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, but, you know, besides all that stuff, I want to give it a 4.5. I think it does deserve a 4.5. Almost a 5. I really do want to give it a 5, but I feel like if I watch it again, I'll probably find something wrong with it.
Will you buy this on Blu-ray?
I'm definitely buying on Blu-ray.
Before we get into spoilers, let's talk about, you know, what I'm sure the internet already knows about, the after credits.
Yes.
What are your feelings on this movie tying into Days of Future Past?
I have mixed feelings with it, but it's nothing to do with the fact that it ties into Days of Future Past. The end credit was really, really awesome. It was super badass, but at the time of watching it, I thought to myself, man, this is such a badass end credit. I don't know if Bryan Singer is going to be able to live up to it.
Why?
I have issues with Bryan Singer as a director.
Explain.
I think that he gave us a mediocre first X-Men movie. He gave us a better X-Men 2, which probably should have been what X-Men 1 was. Like, as good as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then stuffed out X-Men 3 to do Superman Returns. He gave us a mediocre Superman Returns with a way bigger budget that Man of Steel had.
Did it?
Yeah. It was a massive... It was like, I want to say almost $400 million.
Holy shit.
For Superman Returns. He did nothing with that money. I mean, he used it for the big effects of like, I think it was a ship or something.
Saving the plane and shit like that.
Saving the plane, yeah.
Oh, there are a bunch of scenes cut from Superman Returns where he flies the Krypton and shit.
Yeah, I've actually seen some of that where it shows he actually found a piece of Krypton left and all. But I feel like, you know, that was a big budget movie and it didn't make back nearly as much as they spent on making it. They went over budget for it. And what we got was a movie where Superman did not throw a single punch. Not one punch was strong.
I think he threw a punch. Didn't he like hit something at some point?
Nope.
No, not at all?
Not a single punch was thrown in the entire film.
He picked up a lot of shit.
In fact, a lot of people complained he didn't pick up enough stuff. Remember that when it came out? A lot of people complained that Superman didn't lift enough heavy shit.
He picked up a globe, picked up a car, picked up an island, even though he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I heard that like...
He fell to Earth, got brought to the hospital.
Yeah.
Imagine being a nurse and checking in on Superman. Changing his bedpan.
This is ridiculous. Let me just open a window and let some of this fucking sunlight heal him. What am I supposed to do?
I can't give him like no IV. What
the... Yeah, they do that
they in the movie. They try to give it to him and it bends. What can you do? Just let him sleep. Basically, Superman crashes your place is what you're doing.
If I was the nurse who like tried to put that IV in and it bends, you would have just seen me be like, whatever, and walk out. I guess.
Like, hey, you want some juice, sir? I'll just bring you some juice.
Yeah.
Or some pills or something. Does medication even work on him?
I wouldn't think so.
Can he even get drunk? He doesn't even need food. Superman eats food because he likes it.
The clone got drunk.
Yeah, but...
In, what is it, Quest for Peace?
Yeah, he did. He totally got wasted.
But then again, he was made with, like, tar or some shit. I don't know. It wasn't a real Superman, so maybe.
Yeah, it wasn't a real Superman. But Superman himself doesn't need to eat. He does not need to eat, but he does it because he likes food because it tastes delicious.
Yeah. He also does it to kind of fit in.
Yeah.
Because they'd be like, how come Clark's never eaten anything?
Yeah. It makes me wonder, does he even have to go to the restroom or is it only when he eats?
I'm sure he does. His body's probably like, get this fucking food out of me. Takes a super shit.
Oh, God.
Man, what? That'd be hilarious. Like, his body's so efficient, it's just like a compacted ball or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's like a pellet, like fucking...
Like a deer or something.
What's that fucking monster, the little creature that fucking...
Oh, Nibbler from Nibbler, Futurama? Nibbler,
yeah, from Futurama. Like
yeah,
that.
That's what it looks like.
It's just heavy.
And it's super heavy.
He has to throw it out of space to the sun.
Superman walks around with a bunch of little baggies to pick it up.
Well, I don't know. It's just like, he did nothing with that film. He spent the budget. He went over budget. It just did nothing with the film. And I feel like we could have got such a better film with that budget. And to show we could get a better film with less money, we got Man of Steel. But
I feel like Bryan Singer's at his best when he's not doing
like comic book movies. Yeah, that's how I feel like. I feel like we had 3 X-Men movies. 2 of them were directed by him. With the third one being like a little... I feel the third one, I want to say it's shit. A lot of people think it's shit.
It's not great.
I don't think it's great, but I think it's like a not great installment to already not great franchise.
I'm not in love with the X-Men movies, I'll say that.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's like what the fuck? Like, why are people singling out one thing because it has a different director? This was the official script that Bryan Singer was going to shoot.
I mean...
That doesn't change.
No, but I don't know. Maybe it's always that feeling that with a better director, we could have gotten a better movie.
Maybe.
But, you know, who knows? I don't know. I'm not in love with the first 2 X-Men movies. I remember when everyone was like, holy shit, X-Men's the best shit ever. I was like, well, Blade came out, and that was pretty awesome.
I was bored out of my mind with the first movie. I was really bored out of my mind. Most of the action happened at the end of it. And I feel like Wolverine basically got 3 movies before he got his own movie. And then now he got a sequel to. Well, not even a sequel, but kind of like a continuation.
A real attempt at a
movie. A real, actual attempt with a competent director. But, yeah, I feel like the Wolverine sets up a world in which, like, Bryan Singer could probably fuck up. I feel like with less money, less time, being rushed with a lot of pressure on in front of the studio, we got a better film with X-Men First Class than we ever did for Bryan Singer.
Yeah, and that was a super rushed movie. He turned that out in, like, 8 months.
Yeah.
Butt fucking, what's his name? That's right, butt fucking. And I'm not talking about Bryan Singer. what's his name? Brian K. Vaughn? He's just a better director.
Yeah.
You know, kick ass.
No, that's Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew Vaughn.
Brian K. Vaughn's the writer.
He's a writer. All I call him
as you guys know, I'm a Why the Last Man. stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm a nerd, everybody. I don't know if you know that, but I just think he's a better director.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we said, in 8 months, he turned out a better X-Men movie.
That's how I feel. I feel like 8 months, he turned out a better X-Men movie than Brian Singer have. Everyone was sucking the X-Men First Class's dick. And,
rightfully so, though.
Yeah.
Especially after fucking Origins.
Yeah. I think, what I truly think is, I think Origins is trying to fit in with X-Men The Last Stand. Mm-hmm. X3 Last Stand. I think it was trying to fit in with that, so it was so like comic book-ish and not really taking stuff serious. And then, you know, you get X-Men First Class, now we get the Wolverine, which shows that, hey, you guys should be serious with these characters and actually, you know, tell a story in which like people have ridiculous powers.
I don't know, but still be
serious.
It's like Days of Future Past. If you want to like look at it as far as the book is concerned, it was only like 3 issues.
Yeah, they can make it work because they're trying to make it happen, but at the same time, I feel like he's just now changing Storm's suit to make it look different.
I don't think that's a big deal. Like
I think he put zero effort into Storm. I'm not trying to say because he's gay that maybe put a lot more effort into Wolverine. But I'm just saying...
Even thinking that. I was just thinking because Halle Berry's a shitty actress.
No, I just think he put zero effort into the suits, the way they look or anything like that. I think he put zero effort into making Storm stand out. She didn't stand out to X-Men 3. And now he finally added more to her suit to make her look more Storm-ish for the new movie. I feel like he's actually doing more stuff. I feel like he's been outshined by someone else.
Would you say he's outclassed?
I'm going to say that's great.
Yes.
Punishment.
Oh, my God. I regret it. I immediately regret it, everybody. But I don't know. It's just the idea that this is a big story. It takes a lot of people to make Days of Future Past work.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of, like, back and forth. I mean, maybe this is all because of the comic book. You know, it's a movie told from the future to the past, and it cuts back and forth a lot. You have to set up a world where all this is, like, with the Sentinels and stuff has already happened, and we're killing mutants.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, he didn't exactly... Like, he had a big cast in X-Men 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But he focused mostly on Wolverine. How is he going to have an even bigger cast? And, like, who is he going to focus on now? And
especially since he's bringing in Wolverine again.
And he's bringing in, like, old Magneto and old Charles. And you're still going to have young Magneto and young Charles.
And they were set up perfectly.
Yeah, and they were
he kind of half-assed her.
But it's like they were the focal point of First Class. And I don't know. I feel like who's he going to focus on this? He's got too many characters to focus on just a few of them.
Yeah, he actually got to make it work. He had to put a lot into it. I don't think he could do it. I do feel like he has a basis now. I feel like being someone... Because one thing that bothered me a lot... Because we're getting off subject with the Wolverine. We're talking about her stuff. We're talking about the future.
Well, we're
our
trying
days
to give,
of future past.
We're trying to give people who don't want to be spoiled yet something else to listen to for
a while. Yeah, because before we spoil the shit out of it.
He dies, everybody.
Yeah. At the end, the Silver Surfer takes off. Yes. Silver Surfer. At the end, the Silver Surfer takes off his mask. He's like, "It was me, Austin.
It was me all along." Oh man, that'd be great.
No,
and then the Attitude Era of X-Men begins.
Yeah. Wrestling jokes, sir. Wrestling jokes. Everything nerdy and wrestling is what I clarify. But yeah, I feel like this is going to be the most messed up thing I could say. I don't have anything against homosexuals.
Oh my God, why? I don't even know where this is going. Just stop it.
I'm not homophobic. I have a lot of gay friends.
No, you can't say that either.
I do. I have gay friends. We're all awesome.
No, but that's like fucking... I could say this because I have black friends. Say this because I have Asian friends.
No,
that's essentially where you're going. You can't say
that. I'm just saying that I think that he compares... He said this himself. He says he compares some of the comic book movies he does to being gay. And I think it doesn't qualify.
It fits.
It kind of fits.
The X-Men are about, like, the other. People, like, not agreeing with someone who's different than them.
Yeah, but
at the time when it came out in the 60s, it was about race, but...
Yeah, but I see that. He also went...
But I feel like the LGBT community can also fit in there. It is somebody who is different in the way
He also applied it to Superman as well. But I feel like... besides the fact that he also wanted to touch on the fact that he loved the Richard Donner films as well.
Oh, he fucking proved that in that fucking shit-ass movie.
Yeah, he did. But I feel like that's not good enough, you know? It's like, yeah, I can relate to being different because I'm gay. I'm like, man, fuck that. Actually do some research. Actually look into the comic books. Trying to make it seem at least similar to the comic books. It's like he had no interest in it. I remember actually reading an interview with him while he was doing X-Men 2.
He said he never read X-Men at all?
Never read X-Men. He wasn't interested in it. He said, I think he said someone, I don't want to say his son, because I don't know if he has a son or not. But someone young in his life actually loved the cartoon, the 90s cartoon, and was really vocal on him actually taking the job as director. And he actually said he watched some of the 90s cartoon, and basically that was it.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's not too odd to be like this community of people who are ostracized can't be related to the X-Men. I think it fits perfectly.
I think it fits, but I don't think it's enough, you know? I don't think it's enough to make a whole franchise around. Like I know I just like to be different, so that's it. I'm like, no, you gotta give us more than that, you know?
That's fine for a movie or
like, why are they so different? Why are they hated so much? I feel like he didn't do his job as a director, as bringing this world alive. I think he failed as a director to make these films relevant other than, like, just what they are. I feel that if Bryan Singer would continue making X-Men movies, it would have just kept pumping them out over and over again. They would have went the way of Resident Evil. That's how I feel.
I don't know.
But
he's not exactly like, check out my husband in every movie, which is what Resident Evil is.
Yeah, she's going to constantly get work because she married a director.
Yeah, I need to marry a director. Jeez, Catherine Bigelow, if you're out there.
You go. You can be... What's to do a porn parody? The Hurt Locker?
Yeah. The Meat Locker? But, I don't know. I don't think that's such a big issue. I think the problem with it is the X-Men are so different from one another.
Yeah.
In general, that you don't get a sense of who anybody is.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of like the A-Team. How there's so many different, like, people. There's different members of the group. They all had their own way of thinking and stuff they do, but they all mesh together. He has to be able to bring in a team of different people with different ideas and make it all work. And I think he just kind of made everything bland.
I mean, to be fair,
it's just all bland to me.
Even Matt Vaughn didn't exactly get that right.
Yeah, but then he had... You know, I'm not trying to excuse him because he had less time. But he at least made the relationship between Xavier and Magneto better. Or...
Yeah, and like he gave a reason for Beast and shit. But at the same time, people like... I guess Pixie is who girl's supposed to be.
Yeah, nobody likes her.
Like, she was just like, whatever, I'm evil now. Fucking Darwin just died because...
Yeah.
You know, like, Azazel's just there because, you know, the other dude with the whirlwinds.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name. Typhoon, we'll say. I mean, it sounds right. Yeah. If I would have said that shit with some confidence, he would have bought it.
Yeah, I would never question it.
But it's like those people don't get character moments. We don't know anything about these people.
Yeah, I think most of the focus is Xavier and Eric, basically, so...
Which is fine. I mean...
Yeah, so I think that's one of the... I mean, I think they spent so much time on that, which I think is fine, but we didn't get as much character development as we would like.
You know who I'm tired of hearing about?
Who?
Mystique. I don't give a shit about Mystique. I never have.
I thought she died in the first movie. No, I didn't, because she did survive, because I remember...
Remember she walked away upside down? She climbed a rope upside down, ridiculously?
Yeah, but I remember, they do show her later on, as like a senator, and she kind of holds her chest. You can tell that she got stabbed.
I don't know, it's just, I don't care about Mystique. And this new movie was all like, oh, look how angsty Mystique is. Or First Class was like, look how angsty Mystique is.
I could have done without her in the movie completely, but I think they want to show that they actually knew each other. But I think that doesn't really matter.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? But I think, I don't know, I'm just afraid of Bryan Singer undoing what Matthew Vaughn did.
I don't know. It's one of those where people are always like, well, those old movies still exist and you can go back to them.
I feel like if they gave the franchise, they took the franchise, well, they didn't take it away from him. He stepped away from it.
Yeah, because Matthew Vaughn was originally going to do Days of Future Past.
Yeah. He originally was going to do Last Stand, but he just didn't have enough time to. Yeah. Brent Ratner jumped in and just tried to make it fun. He was trying to actually make it more entertaining than what the other movies were. And God bless him, he tried. Right?
Jesus.
He tried, yeah. He totally did. I mean, at least he gave it a go. And then, you know, got a studio director for X-Men Origins. But Matthew Vaughn did First Class, and then he got another director doing who did Wolverine. And it shows you that there's other directors out there who can handle this kind of material besides Bryan Singer. It's like they feel like they're stuck on him. Everything, they try to give him everything, and then it's like, you know, when he doesn't accept or he can't do it, then they try to find someone else. But
it's one of those ideas like we're having a zombie movie, or we're gonna make a zombie movie. Who's the first person we're gonna think of? Romero.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, well, not now, but I feel like it's one of those where they're like, hey, we're going to make an X-Men movie. The dude we wanted to stepped away. Who's known for X-Men movies? Bryan Singer.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those. I mean, I would love to be wrong and go watch it and be awesome. I'm not against.
I hope it's really good. I just hope he doesn't undo what's already been set up that was better than what he's done.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
I feel like probably not, but I'd love
like,
to be wrong.
It's kind of like having a girlfriend who's decent, and then you meet that one girlfriend who's super awesome, do you go back to that same girl who's kind of decent again?
When you say girlfriend, you mean you cheated with a girl who was way better?
You can say that. You cheat with a girl that's way better, you gotta go back to the same pussy.
Yeah, that shit sucks, doesn't it?
I don't condone cheating, by the way. But
but if you have to.
God bless you if you have to.
But if you're going to, at least make it better.
At least make a step up. Don't get a Bryan Singer if you're gonna cheat. Get a Matthew Vaughn.
Yeah. So, fuck Englishmen is what you're saying?
Alright, back to the Wolverine.
Okay, spoilers.
Spoilers!
No spoilers.
Alright, we're gonna get into it. Basically, there's a couple of things I actually really did like a lot. The bullet train fight was pretty cool. Came out of nowhere. Because there's a big action scene before the bullet train scene. And when he gets on the train, he's actually trying to clean the blood off him. He's not healing the way he's supposed to. Then fucking Yakuza come out of nowhere. It's a big battle, which eventually leads to them going outside on the top of the train.
Mm-hmm. As we see in the trailer.
Yeah, as you see in the trailer. And then he fights multiple people on top of the train. It looks like he's only fighting one dude, but he fights multiple people.
Someone says that like the idea that it's a bullet train is what helps makes it better.
Yeah, because you know at any moment they can both fly off that bitch and die.
Well, not only that, like they avoid signs and shit. Yeah, so when they let go, they fucking fly back a lot because shit's going super fast.
Also, that's what because he does fly towards someone, you know, claws out as you see in the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a lot of like dodging stuff. Like for example, Wolverine being in the front, and there's a guy like that's at the back of it, and they're fighting each other. And the guy behind, like, the guy that's looking at Wolverine, but sees something coming up behind Wolverine, and his eyes get big, so Wolverine would know, oh, I need to jump, or I need to, like, fucking.
I need to do what this guy's doing.
Yeah. And there's a time when Wolverine fakes a jump for the Duke to jump and get hit by a sign. You know, something like that happens. It moves really, really fast. It moves really fast. And it's a really great fight scene. It's an amazing fight scene. The fight scene before that was pretty awesome. This movie, it was damn near rated R.
Well, you heard about the director saying that when it gets released on Blu-ray,
yeah,
it's going to have like an R-rated cut to it.
I had no idea. I would really love to see an R-rated cut of this movie.
Because he says he tried to get away with as much blood as the MPAA would let him. Well, like there is blood and stuff.
There's blood in this movie. There's plenty of blood. It's not squirting all like, you know, dramatically. But when he stabs people, blood comes out. When he gets shot, squids pop off.
Well, he says he made it. They did film it more intensely and just wiped it out with CG.
Yeah. So there's blood. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of blood going on in this movie. A lot of stabbing, curse words. Wolverine says some shit in this movie. He says shit in this movie.
Shit.
And he tells someone to go fuck themselves.
Does he cry out to the heavens?
No.
Does he cry out to an uncaring god?
Not this movie. But
shit.
I was amazed by the fact he just kills people.
Wolverine's, why wouldn't he?
Yeah, but you see him stab people before. It's like, you know, whatever. Or he sliced them. Wolverine is killing motherfuckers in this movie. He is Wolverine in this movie. He's not what we've seen before in X-Men films. He is officially Wolverine in this film. One of my favorite scenes to show how much of a badass he is, he throws someone out of a window. Just chunks him.
Mm.
And the guy lands into a swimming pool. And like the chickies would ask him, like, how'd you know a swimming pool was down there? He just looks there and says, I didn't.
I thought the scene after that, like, the guy would land in the pool and, like, be fine. And then you see Wolverine jump out the window, like, with his claws out. Like, I'm killing this dude no matter what.
Nah, because by this time, he's kind of human. So, yeah.
He's kind of human.
Kind of human, yeah. Because he's... Well, they do an experiment on him. Well, it's not really an experiment. He's forced... They force, like, some kind of nanobot into his body. And it connects to his heart and fucks with his healing ability.
See, the thing is, like I was saying with the timeline, this makes sense coming after X-Men 3.
Yeah.
The, what is it? God, like, God loves, man kills.
Yeah.
Where they have the, take away your mutant power shit.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that they figured that out at all makes it easier to understand. You know, they could kind of slow down Wolverine shit.
Yeah.
You know, they figured it out already.
And usually, like, some kind of technology actually makes sense. Like Viper puts, like, some kind of parasite thing in him. And it connects to his heart and does something which it slows down his healing ability. He doesn't know what it is. Like, basically, she does it. Like, he just wakes up in the middle of the night and, like, she's on top of him. He's like, what the fuck? You know?
I hear she's an awful character.
She's boring.
Yeah, like, at the end, when they have their big fight, like, a lot of reviewers are like, who cares?
She died pretty cool, though.
Did she?
Yeah.
They cut her fucking head off.
I can't not remember the name of the chick that Wolverine's hanging out with, but the chick that has the sword.
Mm-hmm.
She, that could be anybody in the fucking movie. The chick did the commercial that has a sword.
You know, the Japanese person with the sword?
Yeah, in Japan.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, so she hangs her by her neck and then, like, on, like, with elevator wires or something, and then something falls and hits the chick in the head anyway. Like, something metal that probably snaps her neck.
Oh, it doesn't just, like, demolish her head?
Nah.
Oh.
But, because, you know, it's still PG-13. But, man, is it fucking bloody. I tell you, it's seriously bloody. But she wasn't a good character. She was kind of boring. In fact, I felt like she kind of weighed the movie down a little. She was too comic book-like.
Yeah, it really does seem outrageous when you see her in the trailer with, like, the tongue and pulling her face off and shit like
it's
that.
It's like she signed up for a comic book movie, and she played a character in a comic book movie, but no one bothered to tell her that Mary Wells is taking it serious.
Hey, we're being for real, bitch.
Basically.
Blood, bitch. Blood.
So basically that's what happened. Everyone else seems fine. The whole scene with the bear at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Like, Wolverine just hanging out in the fucking wilderness by himself. You know, just thinking about how he killed Jean. You know. And, yeah, that's pretty... At first, I didn't like that. He sees Jean entirely too much.
Yeah.
It's like every time he goes to sleep, he sees her. Or he's about to die. He sees her. And I didn't really like that at first, but I kind of liked it close to the end because I think the whole thing was building up to the fact of him forgiving himself for what he did. And realizing that he had to do it. Okay. And then eventually moving forward in life.
Let me ask you this. If X2 hadn't have done Lady Deathstrike, would she have been a better character to have instead of Viper?
Hell yes. But not really because it wouldn't have the background. Unless they would have built up the background ahead of time.
They could have.
Yeah.
I mean... Lady Deathstrike is somebody that Wolverine knows.
Yeah, it was, you know...
From that time period.
Yeah, even though, like, Bryan Singer fucked that up. Along with Sabretooth.
I think it's just one of those, like, he didn't know. Like...
He's fucking directed the X-Men movie. Why shouldn't he not know?
He didn't know that they would, like, need that character later on.
No, I mean, like, at least let them know each other.
It's like... I mean, yeah, that would have made sense, but
yeah,
technically both. In the movie, she's under mind control the whole time, so...
Regardless, Sabretooth and Lady Deathstrike did not recognize Wolverine. Wolverine did not recognize them. They had no idea who they were. These are Wolverine villains. As a director, you should fucking know this shit.
Yeah, but how much time can you spend on something like that?
No, at least have them acknowledge each other. It takes only half a minute to be like, I fucking hate that motherfucking Wolverine.
For Sabretooth to be like, hey, Runt.
Yeah. You're
like, oh, they know each other.
Like, remember me or whatever? And then Wolverine's like, no, I don't. I took a fucking animated bullet to the head.
Yeah. You know? I took an arrow to the knee.
I used to be an adventurer like you until I took a bullet to the head. But yeah, it could have easily done that, but they didn't. You know, as a director, you're supposed to know these fucking things, but he didn't even bother.
I don't know. I feel like it's one of those, like, we can never do it now. Like, Deadpool, because of Origins, and Gambit.
Yeah.
We'll never be able to have those characters back.
No, they're still going to do Deadpool. And the way of addressing the fact he was in X-Men Origins is he's Deadpool. He can just basically say that wasn't him. Or
yeah, but Gambit? Like, what are we going to do
But
now?
Gambit, we're fucked on Gambit.
See, that sucks.
They fucked us over on Gambit. They had ignored the fact that they had already previously fucked us over with Sabretooth. But then again, fuck that movie. Yeah, they reintroduced him in, so it doesn't even matter.
I guess if you want a better Deadpool movie, you have to go watch Hulk Versus.
Yeah, this is the best you could do.
Like, I'll tell you this later.
But yeah, so like, it would have been cool to have Lady Deathstrike, but she's already been fucked over. But it would have fit perfectly. It would have fit perfectly in it. But we have Viper. She holds the movie down with her comic book acting. And ninja shit's cool. Ninjas attacking Logan, killing ninjas. They're like fighting with like precise precision, moving their sword, and he's just like slashing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but that's Wolverine style, though.
Yeah, but it fits. Certain scenes where they fight, it looks really, really cool.
I mean, not only that, but if you think about it, Wolverine's had a healing factor forever.
Yeah.
Since like the 1700s or whatever.
Yeah, when he loses it, he doesn't really make him duck.
He's never learned to fight. His whole fighting style is like, I can take it. Let me just throw punches or whatever. Let me just walk into danger. Who cares?
Well,
he's not going to learn all of a sudden, like, oh shit, I better start dodging shit.
In one scene, he's hanging out in the rain. You know, while Miracle's sleeping.
He's crying out to an uncaring god.
Yeah, he's just like crying to himself, why me?
Why? Does he fall to his knees and cry to the heavens?
No, he passes out in the rain.
Aw, boo.
Because he's bleeding. He's waiting for his healing factor to kick in. It doesn't. He just eventually passes out. And she finds like a veteran.
A veterinarian. Sorry. A veteran of World War II.
She's like, these, man. Can't help you, bro. No.
I wouldn't recommend it.
And she finds a veterinarian to take the bullets out and all. And he sews him up. So when he wakes up, he realizes, like, he sees stitches and all. He's like, I never needed this before.
What is it? He starts playing with it and shit?
Yeah, he's kind of confused on what exactly happened. And then tries to shake the veterinarian's hand. He backs up. And he's like, what's going on? And they reveal to him in his sleep. He cut the veterinarian a couple of times. There's a lot of him waking up screaming bloody murder with claws out in the middle of sleep. That happens in the movie a couple of times.
Do they ever show his hands bleeding and shit? Because now that his healing factor isn't around?
No.
Like the blades literally cut through his hands?
They didn't address that, but you do kind of get the sense that he heals slower.
I basically want to know is it a big deal when he ever pops his claws?
So they don't make a big deal out of it. I guess he heals normal.
I mean,
it should be a big deal. It should like pop his claws and be like, Jesus, gotta wrap my hands up. Like, fucking. Yeah, but they don't do a big deal of it. But
I think that'd be cool. Like, if he's like, this shit's gonna hurt, but I have to do it.
Yeah, that's what I thought was gonna happen. That's why I mentioned earlier that he learned any technique of fighting, that he could use the sword and all. Because I felt that if there was 2 points he could have used it. One is when he starts like he can't heal anymore because of the fact that if he has to pop his claws out, he's gonna probably bleed to death. So I figured that he'll probably try to avoid that and learn how to fight with a sword. And once he gets his powers back, you know, it's fucking claw time and shit, right?
Yeah. I mean, that would have been a cool story.
But yeah.
I just think that's too much time to spend.
Yeah, but they didn't do that. Because I figured, like, you know, he's already hanging out with a ninja chick anyway. She could just show him some stuff. She'd be like, okay, if you're going to try to save Miracle, you need to fucking learn how to fight. So let me give you a sword and show you how to fight.
Yeah.
Since you're going to wear a gi anyway for one scene because you can't find a shirt.
You're really hung up on this gi, huh?
Just say, you know, it makes no sense.
There's ninjas everywhere. Why wouldn't there be a gi?
He'll embrace a gi for no reason, but he'll never embrace the chopsticks.
It's different. They're
like, chopsticks, you're taking it too far, man.
That's different, though. If you need clothes, why not a gi? If I need to eat something.
Later on, he found a shirt. It felt like he didn't even need the gi. In fact, he took it off, because after he put the gi on, he had sex afterwards.
So they put it on to take it off?
Yeah, man. Maybe she'll get laid at night. He's like, I don't know. Maybe I'll do something Japanese to impress her. Yeah,
maybe I'll confuse her. She'll think I'm Ryu from the popular Street Fighter series.
But yeah, so, yeah, I thought they would have did the whole sword thing with that. And then also, when he finally fights Silver Samurai, he breaks his claws off.
Yeah.
And he has no claws now. So that sword fight would have actually came in handy. But yeah.
He got bone claws.
No, it grew back eventually, the bone claw.
Yeah.
But he broke them off, and they were just gone for a moment. Now he has bone claws. The movie ended with him having bone claws now.
Like, do they actually come out, like, by the end of the movie? Or is it, like, during the post-credits?
The bone claws?
Yeah.
They come out by the end of the movie. Because it happens, his claws are broken off during the final fight.
Mm-hmm. And with Hagar and Cody?
Yeah. It did.
Final fight reference, guys.
So, since they're broken off, and Simba Samurai is trying to fuck him over, mm-hmm. basically kill him, try to steal his you and his healing ability. They do grow back eventually in that scene. He does stab him in the face or some shit. Stab him in the neck, I think.
Really? That's yeah. awesome. Stab an old ass man in the neck.
Yeah. Also, his daughter even like took the broken claws and stabbed him in the head, top of the head, and in the neck.
Oh, the old man?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you stabbed Wolverine. I was like, oh, that'd be awesome if he's, like, fighting with claws stuck in his face.
Nah, he stabbed the old man. The old man got stabbed in the head with a claw, broken claw, and stabbed in the neck with a broken claw. And then, like, stabbed him, like, probably in the neck or the chest with some bone claws. God. And then thrown off a fucking... Jesus. Thrown out the window of a fucking building until he finally just, like, landed and exploded. Because he was in a mechanical... He was in a mechanical suit that blew up. He was all sorts of fucked by the end of the movie, long story short.
Was the Silver Samurai cool?
Silver Samurai was cool, but I felt like they didn't do that much with him. Like, they did a lot with him, but the fight didn't last as long as I wanted to. It wasn't no Iron Man 2 short.
Like, did he look cool at least?
He looked cool as fuck, but I felt like it was two things I could say about it. One thing is they didn't fight as long as I wanted them to. And the second thing I can say is I understand why. Because I feel they would have fought for a long period of time. Silver Samurai would have killed Wolverine.
Really?
The man, I mean, the way it made him, he towered over him. He was like really powerful. I don't know, man. He just dominated him.
I mean, yeah, but you also have to make your villain look strong.
I mean, they did make the villain look strong, but at the same time.
Because if it's just like whatever, why would you even care that they're fighting? You'd just be like, ah, Wolverine's going to kill this dude.
It wasn't whatever. They made him look really strong, but I feel like it couldn't do too much. Like it was too much of a size difference. It was too big of a. I don't know. I think it was uneven. It was an uneven match, man.
So you're calling for fairness in a comic book movie?
Yeah, I'm all about fair play.
Yeah, Mr. Terrific over here wants everything to be fair.
I mean, it has to be. It wasn't a fair fight. I'll be honest with you. So I felt that.
Yeah, but that's escalating. Like you're in your movie, that's escalation. You need it to be like harder and harder for your hero.
Yeah, I mean, eventually Wolverine takes one of his swords because he has two swords.
Mm.
You know, two swords or two chains. And he cuts off his head. But it's not really his head. It's like the helmet.
Yeah.
Because
he's a robot.
He's a robot. And after that, that's when you see the old man inside of it. And then, you know, that exposes him to get stabbed all sorts of fucking ways.
Were you really shocked that it was the old man at the end? Like, I figured that out right at the end.
Well, I kind of knew immediately. I don't know anything about Silver Samurai, but I did guess it. It was old man.
I guessed it by watching the trailer. Just because they show the guy in the thing, he's bringing up the healing factor too much.
Yeah.
I automatically assumed this guy's going to want that healing factor. And then when they showed the Silver Samurai and he looked like a robot, basically.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's just in the fucking robot.
I thought it was a robot at first, because they showed him just kind of sitting there. But then they showed him move his head. I'm like, oh, somebody's in that bitch. That realize, yeah, it's probably the old man. The old man disappeared earlier in the movie. They said he's dead.
Mm.
You know, it's kind of convenient that he meets Wolverine. He's like, hey, I want your power. So Wolverine's like, no. The next day, he's like, he died.
He's like, dead. A lot of people are saying they like the fact that the guy's like, I'm going to do you a favor, Wolverine. Take your healing factor. And Wolverine's like, fuck no, I'm not going to do that.
I don't want to do that. It takes it by any means necessary.
Yeah, but I like the idea that Wolverine's like, no, I'm going to live. It'll be all right.
Yeah, he also kind of tells like, you don't want what I have, basically. You don't want to live forever and shit.
Yeah, but I still like the idea of like, if it was a shittier movie, you know, Wolverine be like, yes, I can't take this anymore.
What the coolest part about it is the fact that they set that up. Like, the whole movie... It's geared towards him not being able to forgive himself for killing Jean. And the very beginning of the movie starts off.
But it doesn't stop him from fucking other broads.
Well, he's trying to move on.
He's still Wolverine. He's gonna
yeah, he's
fuck
still Wolverine,
somebody.
Yeah. But it starts off, you know, with him and, like, living by himself. You see, he kind of live all lonely in the forest and shit. And he just isolates himself from everyone else. He doesn't want to kill anyone. He doesn't want to fight anyone. And he promised Gene he would never hurt anyone else. Like, in his thoughts, he tells, you know, mental vision of Gene that.
So he goes on to kill, like, a billion dudes.
Yeah, because what happens is, like, after he says that, he finds the bear dead, which he made friends with. And fucking, like,
cries out to an uncaring god.
Fucking goes to a bar and tries to kill people with his claws. Immediately.
That's awesome. Which one of you assholes killed the bear?
It's within the first 15 minutes of the movie. 15 to 20 minutes of the movie that happens.
That's funny.
Yeah, like, he immediately breaks his promise. But, yeah, but the whole deal of it is he is trying to get over it. And he can't live with himself. And he's really just letting himself go. He's like absolute shit now. He looks horrible. But with a nice workout plan, because he got bigger and bulkier. And they could have easily went the route of he doesn't want to live anymore. He has all this regret. But it's funny because they set it up for him to be miserable and wanting to die. And then when he gets a chance to actually die, he's like, nope.
Nah, I think I'm all right. So do you think the villain, the old man, I guess?
Yeah.
Some people have said online that, like, when you first see him, he's, like, going to commit seppuku. Yeah, he's gonna kill himself.
Yeah.
And he just can't do it. That, like, this guy's whole thing is about living forever. Like, even building a big business is sort of a way for him to live forever.
Yeah, because he wants to pass it on to his granddaughter, which his son fucking hates.
His son is the guy who's supposed to be Silver Samurai.
Is he?
Yeah. As far as the comic books is concerned.
Dude, they did it on purpose to kind of, like,
Throw you off,
but, like, so many people don't know that it didn't really matter.
Maybe. I think if I would have watched the movie, I would have been like, this guy's gonna be Silver Samurai.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known, so I would have, you know, well, I didn't know, so I didn't see any difference, but if I would have known, I would have been like, yeah, I'm waiting for this guy to be Silver Samurai. He's not.
He's getting fucked over from the company.
He kind of is, because, actually, he is kind of Silver Samurai. They have a suit that they refer to as Silver Samurai suit, which is actual samurai suit, and he puts it on at one point to fight Wolverine.
Really? Well, then, I guess I would have thought even more. This guy's Silver Samurai.
Yeah, but he fucking dies.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
The way it happens is, like, Wolverine, like, beats the shit out of him, and then tells him, like, I'm not gonna kill you. I'm gonna let you live with the fact you tried to kill your own daughter. Which he did. He tried to fucking kill his own daughter. Mm. And then Wolverine walks away, and the guy tries to attack him, and then Wolverine kills him. He's like, couldn't leave.
I changed my mind.
Couldn't leave well enough alone.
I changed my mind. You are gonna die.
Yeah.
Is there a snicked sound effect?
Yeah. The claws look awesome. They look thinner and, like, smaller. But, you know, it's fine.
Are they more like... Because in the comic, they come off the back of his hand.
It's still in the middle.
And
but
they're like... I don't want to say needles, but they're more pointy.
It looks more like that. That's the best way to say it. How it looks like. It's not, like, thin. You know, like in comic books, it does look more like... Like his bone claws covered in animanium.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe it. It's more like that.
What do the bone claws look like?
It looks kind of like X-Men Origins, but his claws weren't as long as they always are.
No, they're kind of like what... Well, no one could see that, but...
but I like it. I thought it was cool. It brought, like, a lot of realism into it. I mean, I felt like they went for a lot of realism. And the ninjas flipping and all that stuff was pretty cool. Everything looked practical, basically.
So how do they explain that this man with this weighted-ass skeleton can still move around?
I think, going back to, like, his powers being retarded, he was just slightly retarded. He wasn't full retard. So, that's how you say it.
So he can win an Oscar?
Yeah, so he didn't go full retard. So that's how he was able to move around and everything was fine.
I mean, because...
I mean, they didn't explain that, but that's how I took from it.
But see, here's the thing. In all actuality, if we're going to go super realism, he shouldn't be able to move around at all. Like, his skeleton weighs, like, hundreds of pounds.
Yeah. He shouldn't be able to, but,
he also shouldn't be very tall at all. He should be about 5'1". Yeah. He should be hairy.
Yeah, but Wolverine doesn't exist.
Yeah, so it's one of those... That's why I'm not making a big deal about,
like, his skeleton. He was kind of hairy. He wasn't, like, clean-shaved chest. He was kind of hairy.
I'm just
but
saying.
Not as hairy as Wolverine should be. Wolverine should be like the kind of hairy that you don't want to see at a beach and shit.
Yeah. He should be like a big, fat, gay man. That kind of hairy. He should be like a bear.
I guess he would be a bear if Wolverine was gay.
I mean, no, because he's not tall.
Actually, Wolverine is kind of gay, isn't it? Didn't they release another comic book recently, which they made Wolverine gay?
Not that I'm aware
but,
of.
But not officially a Marvel one, or not officially for America. Like a different country, Wolverine's gay.
No, I never read that.
Yeah, it's like an alternate universe or something. You have to check it out, which they made Wolverine a homosexual.
Oh, you're talking about Extreme X-Men.
That's what it is?
Yeah, I have read that.
Yeah, so he's... Yeah, I guess he's a bear in that.
He's still not a bear, though. Because aren't they supposed to be tall? Aren't you supposed to be a tall, fat man?
I don't know the rules of being a bear. I assume he's just a big dude. I always took it as... There's two types of gays. There's,
Well, there's a lot of different kind of gay guys.
I don't know. I just took it as... Like, I always took it as two types of gays. There's the fat dudes and skinny dudes.
Well, no, because there's also, like, hairless dudes and, like, guys who are strictly into, like, one race of guy and shit like that.
It's just like, that's like having choices. I heard a joke recently that made me laugh.
They're like dudes.
I heard a joke recently that made me laugh. It said...
It's like those white guys who only date Asian chicks.
I heard a joke that, being bisexual... It's simply being able to put your hand out someone's pants and being satisfied with whatever you find.
Yeah. What's there? Something? Well, I'm good. As long as it's something.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to end the show pretty soon, but let's touch on a few things before we go. Mariko, it feels like she's more of a... She's more the love interest than the chick that we actually meet. I think her name is Miko, the chick that we meet.
Well, that's not confusing.
Yeah, they're pretty close. And also, they do a little side story where she find out... I'll call her Miko. I can't remember if that's actually her name or not.
Mm-hmm, that's racist, but go on.
She's like a Miko. But,
and also Pacific Rim, the girl's name is like Mako.
Yeah, wow.
So...
Come on, America. We need to do better. We need to do a lot better.
I mean, Mariko or whatever the hell... She's from the comics.
Yeah, Mariko, when they say her name, sometimes it sounds like they're saying Maricon.
Maricon!
So, it kind of made me laugh sometimes. So, I have to protect Maricon. Like, okay.
This bitch is always in the way.
But,
I mean, people are saying that she's a better character than what we usually get.
Yeah.
Like, she's not, you know, just there to get captured. The reason why she's always getting captured is, like, makes sense as far as the story's concerned.
She's only got captured one time in the movie, and it's because Wolverine was asleep. Woke up and he just heard noises. He looked out the window. She's being dragged off. He's like, God damn it.
Well, they were saying, like, it's not even that. It's like, even if Wolverine wasn't in this story, like, the Yakuza would be going after her.
Yeah.
Because she's, like, the daughter or granddaughter of a very important
guy. Well, basically,
guy.
To give you an idea of exactly why they're going after her, the grandfather is actually leaving his company, everything he's built, to Mariko, and her father is not fucking happy about that shit. So he sent the Yakuza to kill her off. Now she has three different love interests in the movie. She has the dude that she's supposed to marry. There's a kind of arranged marriage, which is like, I guess he's part of he's part of the Yakuza or so, and he's working with her father to basically either kill her off or do something with her. But I think they try to kill her off. And so that way he had the business and all. And then she also have another love interest, which is like a ninja dude who she used to be friends with when she was kids, but they kind of separated when they were 15 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of like associated with each other every once in a while. She couldn't marry him. So he got that going on. And he's trying to protect her, but he's also working for her grandfather.
I was about to say, is that really like a love interest, or is that just a person she knows?
Well, I guess a person she used to know.
Yeah, it's somebody.
But yeah, so he's working for the grandfather.
She told him to collect his chopsticks and have her friends collect his chopsticks and go.
So he's working for her grandfather. So two people want her. Her father wants her dead so he can own the company.
I guess he wants her in a way.
Yeah,
he wants her dead.
Yeah, and like a grandfather.
Wants her
so he can use her as a plot device to lure Wolverine to come after her to steal Wolverine's healing ability.
I mean, but
so you got ninjas and Yakuza going after her.
So, but the idea that like even if Wolverine wasn't in the story, her father...
Her father would still try to kill her.
Yeah.
That doesn't change anything.
So she's not so much a plot device as, like, a character in the movie.
She's kind of a plot device, and she still would have died anyway, regardless. The plot device comes with her being used as bait for Wolverine with the ninjas. However, the Yakuza would have killed her anyway.
Yeah, so it's not as bad as, like...
Yeah.
You know, some woman who's just there to be kidnapped for the hero to rescue.
Yeah, so it's also that. He kind of... And also, she helps him get over his bullshit because he's like...
She throws that pussy at him.
Yeah. It's a gi, man. That's fucking... That's like Spanish fly.
Yeah.
Throw that on and you're getting some.
I'm gonna go buy me a gi. And the first woman to put it on me, I'm married.
Yeah, like, you know, he didn't use the chopsticks because, you know...
Why is that such a big deal, dude?
It didn't matter to him, but the
who
gi...
Who gives a shit about the chopsticks?
I just say he knew...
Who cares about the gi as well?
He knew the gi would give us a pussy. He only kept the gi on for a brief moment before he got some pussy, and that pussy put him to sleep, which allowed her to be kidnapped, so...
It was so good, even his healing factor couldn't get him over there.
But, yeah, so she was amazing. I think she was pretty cool. And, because, you know, she felt like her own character. In fact, the first time you see her, she tries to kill herself.
Is that amazing, though?
No, I mean, that's not amazing, but it's, like, the first thing that happens. Like you see her, she's talking to her grandfather. Wolverine's kind of looking on, all caveman-like. He's still, like, not shaving yet. Oh, by the way, I said he got violated earlier. Yeah, they basically, like, Miko forces him to take a bath. Where how these chicks are, like, holding him down and, like, shaving him and, like, scrubbing him with a big brush.
Yeah, somebody compared that to something that I wish I could remember now.
It felt very anime style for some reason to me.
Yeah, it was a cartoon. I just don't... Oh, they said it was Beauty and the Beast, where they're forcing the Beast to have a bath.
Maybe.
Anyone who watches that might be able to get that.
I had it on Blu-ray. Never watched it. I don't know why.
Anyways, let's
go. Oh, yeah, yeah, anyway.
We're not talking about that at all.
So Miracle had her own storyline going on, and it was pretty interesting. And it felt like she was a device for him to be able to get over the shit that happened with Jean and to move forward. And he makes it clear, because he first saves her, because once she talks to her grandfather, then she talks to her father. Because she tells her father what her grandfather said, he's leaving everything to her. And her father slaps the shit out of her, because he does not like that news.
Does he knife hand chop her?
No, it's just a slap. Like, it's like a fast slap. In the mid-sentence, she gets slapped. Because he has no time for her to finish that sentence, right? So Wolverine sees that. He gets mad, but he doesn't do anything because he realizes, I don't know this chick. And this is a totally different culture than me. Maybe it's fine to slap bitches around.
Yeah. I'm not Captain Save-A-Ho. That's what Captain America's for.
So he doesn't really interfere with that. But after that happens, as she gets slapped, she just... tears ass straight towards like fucking a cliff or something.
Where's the nearest cliff?
It just tries to jump off, and Wolverine saves her. He's like, hey, what the fuck are you doing, you know? And then, like, you know, from there he has nothing else to do with her until at the funeral for the old man, because, you know, he dies the next day.
Yeah.
At the funeral, ninjas fucking show up, and like fucking Yakuza show up, and they try to go after
that's also in the trailer, right?
Yeah. And they try to go after the girl, so he tries to protect her, and like, you know, that's what eventually he tries to protect her and ends up getting on the bullet train to try to escape with her. You know what happens there. Mm. But based on the bullet train, he lets her know straight up, like, hey, I don't want to be here.
I'm not gonna learn any of your ways.
But he's like, but even though I don't want to be here, I know if I leave you alone to your own devices, you're gonna get fucking killed.
Yeah.
So as a guy, I gotta fucking hang out with you and shit.
Just don't offer me any chopsticks.
Don't you dare fucking like not give me any shirt that's not flannel.
Yeah. And if you put a gi on me, Lord help you.
Yeah, if I'm gonna wanna wear a gi,
I better be fucking something after. Yeah.
It's kinda like romantic, because when he puts the gi on, he just kinda ties to like the little belt with a big fucking like just a fucking bullshit ass knot. He's like, fuck it, close enough. And she says, she says something about him having to wear like a true samurai. So she takes it off him, and she's like, you know, feeling it around down there. And the camera's like zoomed up on their faces. So you got an idea that she's probably not really tying this shit correctly.
So it's like an old Godzilla movie where she's like, oh.
That's racist.
Huh? And then when they're in the bedroom, Wolverine's like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, huh?
This is Dragon Ball?
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, so you get an idea. She's probably filling with his balls down there, really. She's not really tied in, like, accurate.
Yeah.
And also, he gets the idea of his head that he's a Ronin.
Wouldn't she be worried that, like, this dude's got claws popping out of him? Like, who knows what's going to happen?
Because after he dicks her down, he wakes up screaming bloody murder with claws out.
So, oh, but, man, you know what would be great? Like, let's say she was, like, bent over doggy style.
Yeah.
And when he came, like, just claws popped out and he's like, yeah.
Oh, man.
He goes into a berserker rage, tears her up.
That's the best thing about X-Men Origins Wolverine. He wakes up and the sheets are all fucked up.
Does he ever go berserker?
He doesn't really go berserker. But this is like, they had a chance to do those things already. They didn't do it. He's already disciplined.
So it's like we're too far along?
Yeah, we're too far along for him to go berserker.
We'll never have that now. You realize that? We'll never have that?
Bryan Singer. Bryan Singer.
They'll never be like, Wolverine, stop. And he's just like, ha ha.
He had a chance to make him go berserker, but he didn't. He was very tame.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You see where I'm going with this Days of Future Past?
There's a whole generation of kids who are like, berserker. Well, like Wolverine berserker. Doesn't do that.
Yeah, Wolverine's a nice guy. He's a noble guy. No, he's not berserker. The Hulk.
They wouldn't even know the Hulk would do that. The Hulk is known for fucking rage.
Yeah, he's known for throwing cars and shit and not giving a fuck.
Yeah, he fights his own team, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? Maybe next movie we'll get that.
Yeah. But,
So, after credits.
After credits, let's go to Days of Future Past. After credits, after Wolverine basically tells Miracle, he's like, you know, well, say the day. See you later. He gets on a plane, flies away.
She's gotta like, go.
Whatever, see you again. He's like, sometime. He flies off.
It's like that scene in Street Fighter when you pick somebody you're going to fight. USA. Da, da, yeah. Da, da. The plane flies.
But, so he's gone. He's fucking jet out. He's totally gone. Credits roll. Because him and Miko are hanging out. Because now they're friends now. Because he's like, you know, I guess she wants to hang. I don't know if they're going to introduce her in a new movie or not or what. But she sees herself as his bodyguard now.
Does he really need a bodyguard? He's Wolverine.
Nah, he doesn't. She was supposed to be his bodyguard, like, until he met the old man. Mm. Now that he's already killed the old man and all that shit's done.
She's like, I ain't got shit else to do now.
Yeah, so now she's going to just hang out with him, tag along. And oh, and by the way, just to throw out something about Miko. She was found digging in the trash by Miracle's father.
Mm.
And he adopted her because Miracle needs a friend.
That's weird.
Had trouble making friends. She was socially awkward. And that's thrown in her face later on when her dad's like, don't you ever forget, you're just a purchased toy that my daughter has no use for and have outgrown. Like, shit.
Jesus. Don't you ever forget, you're like Richard Pryor in that one movie. He makes her watch the toy.
That's you right there, spinning around in that fucking wheel thing like a dumbass.
That thing looked cool, though.
It did. I would love to do that. You know, I used to try to do that as a kid in a tire. It didn't work out.
Yeah, make it throw up and shit. That tire doesn't exactly stop the way that fucking inflatable thing did.
Yeah, it totally doesn't. But, yeah, so throws it in her face. So you get a cool scene at the end of it before they get on the plane with Miko. Talks to Miracle, and Miracle tells her, you'll always be my sister. Like, confirms that she cares about her, that she has outgrown her and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That she wasn't just some device purchase at an iPod store or iStore.
She's like, you
to like be.
You will always be my friend.
So so that's cool. They fly off of the plane. Roll credits, mid credits. You see, like it's just 2 years later.
Mm-hmm. So you can only assume they had adventures and shit.
Yeah. So 2 years later, Wolverine's by himself. So there's no telling what the fuck happened to Miko. And he's at the airport going through like the little fucking metal detector. It's going off like fucking crazy, as it should.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, all the loose change and shit starts shaking. And everything kind of just freezes. People stop moving. And you see Magneto behind him, letting know that he needs his help. Wolverine pops his bone claws because he doesn't have any adamantium on his claws anymore.
Mm.
And he's like, why should I trust you? He was like, well, you shouldn't trust me. There's someone else you can trust. Then Xavier comes rolling out.
Roll out.
And I forgot that Xavier died the end of X-Men 3.
Yeah.
So, this is Wolverine's first time seeing Xavier. And he's like, how are you still here? And then Xavier says, you know, he's not the only person who knows how to heal fast. Some shit. I forgot what he said exactly. But, basically reassures him, like, man, I got this. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Guess what, audience? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so...
he basically rolled out to tell the audience, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I got this. Don't worry about it. So, that was the end scene. They basically say that stuff's going to go down and they need Wolverine's help to set for days of future past. And it was a really cool scene. It looked really awesome the way everything was set up. It brought me back to X-Men. Like, the original X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked better done. It looked far better done. And I really did enjoy that. And it got me really excited that they linked up to it. But now I'm just afraid that Bryan Singer's going to piss all over it. There's been two directors that did something with X-Men far better than what he's done so far.
This guy, Matthew K. Vaughn. Matthew Vaughn, probably. I'm still thinking Brian K. Vaughn.
Yeah, so who knows what he's going to do? Only the Lord knows what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The Lord who wasn't there.
Yeah. The guy that does. Only Thor knows what he's going to do.
Yeah. Thor knows what's going to happen.
So, yeah. I have no idea. I don't know anything about the story. Well, I know some stuff about the story, but...
I mean, probably from the comics.
From the comic books. I don't know exactly what they're doing with the actual movie. It got me interested in it. But like I said, I just don't have any faith in him. He ruined X-Men after I waited for a long time for him to finally make an X-Men movie. I'm going to say he ruined it, but he didn't do a good job.
I mean, at the same time, it's not... Growing up on the cartoon, it's not what you would have expected anyways.
Yeah, so he didn't do a good job of representing X-Men, I think. But he did make movies that was for the general public, I guess. So that's not bad. That's something. Better than nothing. And
like Tito Santana?
And then he gave us a fucking emo Superman. That I did like it originally. It took me back to my childhood that I realized I'm a grown-ass fucking man. I need some real Superman action.
I shit all over that movie as soon as...
Now, I liked it the first time. It brought me back to my childhood. But then after watching it again, I felt it hard to convince people it's a good movie and not boring.
And then you found it even harder to convince yourself.
Yeah, eventually. I just kind of caved in. And then I saw it recently after watching Man of Steel. It's even harder to go back to after watching Man of Steel. Or like, you know, I don't know. Whatever. Especially, I just think that he blew that whole budget. So, I hear Jack and the Giant Slayer is horrible. Or not that good. I haven't seen it yet.
It's not that good.
But, you know, just getting away from comic books. He's done 3 comic book movies. And he's done 1 movie in between. And they got... 2 of them are okay. And the last comic book movie did sucked. And the most recent movie did sucked. This just kind of makes me wonder what's going on with him. Now he's going to tackle X-Men again.
This last movie, it wasn't god awful, but it was just so kind of bland that
he makes bland shit. I feel like he makes bland movies.
He didn't always make bland movies.
I remember I saw The Usual Suspects. And I was shocked it was him that directed it.
Or Apt Pupil.
Yeah,
but it's pretty good.
But he makes lately he just made bland shit. It comes down to I'm afraid of after getting the really good X-Men movie and actually finally getting the real Wolverine movie, which I had no idea they're gonna make a rated R version of it, but I felt it was pretty goddamn close to being rated R to begin with. And I would hate to get a bullshit ass X-Men movie next.
Would it surprise you though?
It wouldn't surprise me, but it would really disappoint me.
I don't know. I'm kind of whatever on it. When is it, next year?
Yeah, Fox really needs to leave this guy alone. He's abusing your franchise. He's abusive. You know, you gotta stop lying and say you fell down. And just go to somebody else.
You didn't walk into a door, Fox.
Yeah.
I know better. Fox, take off those sunglasses when you're indoors. Can you try to hide your black eye?
We know what's happening, Fox. If you want to talk to someone, if you ever need someone to talk to, we're there for you.
Look, Fox, I don't need to know what's going on, but just know I'm there for you.
Yeah. He doesn't love you if he does this to you.
Yeah.
It's not love. He's just...
Oh, I should have done all that. That's good stuff.
That's all time for today's show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Please rate and review us. Check us out on iTunes. Don't forget to check out our blog at jimsmoviesandjunk.blogspot.com. I'm the Notorious J.I.M.
I'm Julian.
And I bid you a good day.